Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. So when, I wonder, do you write the obituary for a zombie? When you determine that he has no heartbeat or brain activity? Shoot, he's just getting started. No, I mean it. Shoot. A limb or two has rotted and fallen off. He's still going. That's America's oil industry today. No signs of life and still going. That's why I stopped writing obituaries for the American oil industry 4 years ago. It was not that I changed my mind or doubted for a moment that the industry was on the verge of collapse. Nor was I convinced by the cacophony of liars proclaiming a new era of American energy independence and domination of the global oil industry. It was and remains a colossal lie. Gallons of lipstick applied to the rotting carcass of a pig. And yet the pig is still widely regarded as healthy and beautiful. A brief reality check is in order. Contrary to what you read in every mainstream publication and hear from every lame-brain politician and see on television every day, America is not, repeat, not a net exporter of oil. This is not a matter of opinion. In order to be true, that sentence has to be completed. America is barely, for exactly 1 month so far, a net exporter of oil and oil products. By adding together the smidgen of fracked oil we export because it's too volatile for many of our refineries to process, adding that together with the refined fuels and liquids we sell overseas, we get to call ourselves a net exporter. But most of those refined products that we sell overseas are made from imported crude. And it's still true that every day we burn 3 million barrels of oil more than we get out of American ground. Another thing the cheerleaders for the new American oil revolution managed to keep out of sight and out of your mind is the fact that since the fracking boom began a decade ago, nobody has made any money at it. Fracking wells are many times more expensive to set up and operate than a conventional well and play out in 3 years instead of the usual 20 years or more. Chesapeake Energy, the big dog in the fracking patch, has since 2008 lost 98% of its stock value and has racked up $10 billion in debt. The average fracking company has obliterated 80% of its value in 10 years. Yet this zombie company and zombie industry continue to lurch ahead by convincing lenders to lend and investors to invest in its dead hulk. I believe that it's unearned money that has kept this show on the road, money stacked up in the accounts of the super rich and turned over to wealth managers and hedge funds with orders to make it grow. So they shovel the money at anyone who promises a 20% return, and they don't seem to bother with the fine print. How else can you explain Uber, Lyft, WeWork, and the many other multi-billion dollar companies that have never made a nickel in profit? Must I restate Lewis's first law of consumption? I quote, "If you have some stuff and you use some of it every day, one day you won't have any more stuff." Like the theory of relativity, that law applies to everything, including oil and money. And the zombie industry now appears to be running out of working parts. To wit, Chesapeake Energy has notified its creditors that it will not be able to make some upcoming payments on its debt, and is, according to oilprice.com, on the brink of collapse. Since 2015, 200 oil and gas fracking companies have gone bankrupt. 32 of them so far this year. When capital expenditures are taken into account, that is, the insanely high cost of replacing wells that play out in 36 months, 95% of American fracking companies had negative cash flow in the first quarter of this year. In other words, business as usual. The number of oil and gas rigs operating in the U.S. has declined by 274 in the past year and has declined in 13 of the past 15 weeks. The market value of the entire U.S. energy sector, the whole thing, is down 9% so far this year and is less than the market value of Apple Inc. Yet there the zombie goes, lurching along with his head under his one remaining arm, muttering about energy independence and world domination. So I guess we can't run the obituary yet. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.